Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré will give a talk at the University of West Florida this Thursday night. He's the featured speaker for UWF's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day observance. Honoré is best known for his efforts to restore order in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
We are excited to have him come and speak to us and the community and share some of his thoughts and visions and maybe offer some inspiration and some lessons learned.
Stephanie Ellis is a technology services coordinator for the Academic Technology Center at UWF, and she's the current president of the university's Black Employees Association, which co-sponsors the MLK event. It was Ellis who thought of asking Honoré to speak.
Yes, I had been very interested in understanding General Honoré, certainly after Hurricane Katrina, when most of us learned of who he was, whether he's known as that John Wayne dude, the Black John Wayne, the Raging Cajun. Certainly he has a compelling personality and a way of words that wasn't seen commonly on the national scene. So when he came in and took charge after Katrina, certainly he left an impact with me.
The 3-star Army general, in his fatigues and beret, was memorable as he headed up Task Force Katrina, most notably coordinating the response to the chaos at the Louisiana Superdome when initial efforts failed. Shortly after his arrival in 2005, Honoré spoke of the difficulties faced on NPR's program News and Notes.
I feel the pain for the people. I mean, we're rushing with God's speed to make this happen. We're using helicopters, moving 4,000 medically ill and elderly people a day. Then when we switched on to the convention center, we moved 20,000 people in one day. And that's the response everybody was looking for. But that capacity wasn't built the first day.
General Honoré is a native of Louisiana who describes himself as an African-American Creole. He retired in 2008 after 37 years of military service. He's now a CNN contributor and has written books focusing on emergency preparedness and leadership.
One of the challenges of a leader is to get people focused and going in the same direction. A leader loves to unite, not to divide. A leader wants everybody on the team. And sometimes that requires some compromise. Remember, change is hard.
Honoré talked about leadership in November of last year in a speech before the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. The topic of his talk at UWF is the price of leadership. And of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. paid the ultimate price for being the leader of the civil rights movement. The UWF program is normally held on the Saturday before MLK Day. But this year, Provost Martha Saunders requested a weeknight. Again, Stephanie Ellis.
She had actually met Dr. Honoré before and was excited and thought, in addition to she thought he would be an excellent speaker, and she wanted to create an opportunity for many of the students on campus to hear him speak because she felt he certainly had something to add and something that they hopefully would find inspiring and educational.
General Honoré's presentation will begin at 7 o'clock in the UWF Conference Center. Afterward, he'll sign copies of his newest book, Leadership in the New Normal. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.